Massachusetts is now rolling out weekly COVID-19 testing to public school students and staff as part of a strategy to mitigate the spread of the virus. It comes after several school districts have already launched their own testing programs. WBUR's Kerry Young reports many of them say launching is just the start, as they say it takes a lot of coordination and human power to keep it going.
It's a snowy afternoon in early January, and the carpool lane at Bromfield High School in Harvard, Massachusetts, is packed with cars. But the families inside aren't here to drop off their kids. They're here for COVID-19 tests.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to just swab each side about four times around, and it's not like the old test where it goes really deep.
13-year-old Emma Squire and her sister pull their masks down as a woman in a blue plastic gown twists a cotton swab up their noses.
All right, you're all set.
Thank you.
Emma says while it is weird seeing her school surrounded by people decked out in PPE, she is glad to see so many students here getting tested.
I feel more safe now knowing, like, solid, like, facts about who has it, and, like, the people who have it are not at school, so it's keeping everything safer.
On the other side of the school...
You here for the testing?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Parent Liz Ruark is catching families on their way in.
You want to go down to where the orange cone is? Turn right.
She's directing traffic and answering questions.
This is a little information packet about the testing program.
And she's also raising money.
And it's also got information about how to donate so that we can keep the testing program going through the rest of the school year.
Harvard Public Schools is among a handful of districts who took it upon themselves to launch a COVID-19 surveillance testing program over the last few months. So far, Ruark and her team have raised enough for 3 weeks of testing, about $30,000. But more help is expected soon. A lot more federal money will be available this year, to the tune of almost four times the aid available last year. The state is also offering to provide districts with 6 weeks of funding for tests if they choose a state contract. Russell Johnston is the Senior Associate Commissioner with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
We've always had testing solutions, and now this is, you know, perhaps the most broad scale of the solution.
Infectious disease experts argue surveillance testing like this is generally considered a bonus layer of protection, used in addition to masking, distancing, and ventilation. But Neera Pollock, the associate medical director of the Infectious Diseases Diagnostic Lab at Boston Children's Hospital, explains that now could be a more useful time to roll out surveillance testing programs as coronavirus cases increase across the state.
The consensus is that as case rates rise, that it becomes potentially worth the significant cost, both on the financial and operational level.
The superintendent of Watertown Public Schools, Dee Dee Galdston, says she can attest to that. She explains that while community rates are pretty high there, around 4%, surveillance testing has shown that school rates are much lower, around 0.2% at last count.
It is definitely a strong point to say through our testing, we're not finding, you know, the prevalence of the virus in schools that we're seeing within our community. And that, again, is very reassuring to, you know, families and staff that it's okay. You know, we can be in school.
But Wellesley Superintendent David Lucier adds, getting to this point isn't easy. It required intense planning and a lot of human power over the last few months.
We couldn't do it with only the staff we have. We've got an incredible group of volunteers. You know, unless you have that sort of broad-based support, not just to get something up and running, but then to help manage it over time, it's going to be very challenging to do this.
Even with a large influx of federal dollars, superintendents still have a lot of extra things to fit in their budgets now, like PPE, new ventilation systems, and extra staff. And now testing is just adding to that mountain of costs. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.